Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Talking It Up. I'm your host, Denise Hill, broadcasting live from Indianapolis, Indiana. And today I have two guests. My first guest is the youngest guest to be aired on Talking It Up, and I'm going to start with her. She likes to entertain others through her words. She's a creative writer with an exciting and adventurous imagination. Her love for storytelling prompted her to become a published author. I'd like to introduce Imari Dowhit. Welcome, hello. Imari. Thank you for joining me.
Hello.
Can you tell our listeners what inspired you to write Be Calm, Be Brave, Don't Be Afraid?
Last year, we had a reading log for homework every day, and I was interested in these books called Magic Treehouse books. And every book that I read, it opened up my brain more and more. And when my brain was all the way opened up, it just told me to write my own book, and so I did.
Okay. And how long did it take you to finish this book?
I would say about at least 4 months.
4 months. Okay. And how many books have you published so far?
I only published one book so far, but I am working on another book right now.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about Be Calm, Be Brave, and Don't Be Afraid?
Well, it's about two kids that go on missions, and they end up having a mission on a summer break, and they go on a mission, and it has to do with a mask that possesses people, and they have one last Halloween to fix it, and if they don't fix it this time, it will possess everybody with it. And it will mess up their future.
Okay. Where can your fans purchase your book?
On Amazon.com. My release date is March 28th.
Okay. And where can your fans meet you? Will you be attending any events?
Fans can meet me on my site, www.imaridowhit.wordpress.com. On Facebook and on Twitter, my handle is at Imari Dowhit. And my event, my release party is March 28th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Pike Public Library here in Indianapolis. I will also be in Portland, Indiana on April 11th for the signing at J. Cuddy Public Library. I am on a virtual blog tour now from March 16th to the 28th. The stops on my website are being announced on Facebook and Twitter. My publicist is also working on scheduling author readings at some of the local schools and summer camps.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. What are some of your friends' thoughts about you publishing a book? And do they treat you any different now?
No, no one else has read my book except my dad, mom, and my grandma, Mumu.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners out there about your book?
I hope this inspired you in any kind of way, and hopefully that this inspires you to do whatever that you feel like doing. So if you're scared of something, so hopefully stand up for it and do it.
Okay. Well, Imari, I want to thank you so much for taking time out your schedule to join me. And I wish you all the luck with your publishing as a new author. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. My next guest, her name is Nicole Murray. She lives in Chicago. She's a creative writer that writes novels, scripts for television, film, and she also writes poetry. currently works in the advertising area, and she enjoys reading, writing, and traveling as I do. I would like to introduce the author of Autumn's Child, Nicole Murray. Hello, Nicole, and thank you for joining
me. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
I didn't think you was going to join me there for a while.
Oh, no, I'm here. I've been on.
For those of us that are not familiar with Autumn's Child, can you tell us a little bit about the book?
Of course. The book is about a young girl named Layla. A lot of folks call her Lala because she likes to sing. She has a very interesting life because she travels, moves from California to Chicago because her parents passed away. It's really a story of just journey and learning to deal and live with the cards that she's been dealt. So originally she's 25 telling her story from 12 until 25.
And can you tell our listeners what was the inspiration behind writing Autumn's Child?
Actually, Autumn's Child came from a short story that I wrote a while ago, and I kept found myself just wanting to know more about the character, Layla, the main character, and so I just continued to write, and as I learned her journey and what she was going through and her journey from just her faith being tested and a lot of things that were being thrown at her that she wasn't used to, I felt like her voice needed to be heard. Although she's a fictional character, I still felt like she had a story that should be developed. So that was the origination of writing Autumn's Child.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write that novel?
About 6 months. Writing was the easier part, but editing was the harder part because obviously writing, you're just getting the story out there. And with editing, you go back and make sure it makes sense to everyone else. So it took me about 6 months to write it and maybe about 4 months to go back and rewrite it and edit it and rewrite it.
Okay. Did you self-publish or were you picked up by a traditional publishing company?
Yes, I self-published. So I've been, basically I decided to self-publish because I really wanted the story to get out there and not, just really put it out there if it's something that I wanted to stand behind. So I am self-published.
Okay. And how many books have you published so far?
This is my first book, my first novel.
Okay. Are you working on anything right now?
Yeah, I'm actually writing the screenplay for Autumn's Child and the script for it, and I'm also working on a few different concepts in TV and film, and then also working on some ideas for another novel.
Okay. And where can your fans purchase the book Autumn's Child at?
The book can be purchased on Amazon. Some versions of it, they have it. My site, which is www.lnmcreative.com, and some local bookstores also.
And can you tell us, how did you get started writing?
I've actually always enjoyed writing, so I've been a writer actually since I was a child, and as I, grew up and developed and just kind of had a larger sense of the world, I decided to put story as my forte. So I've always been a writer, but I've been writing professionally for about 10 years or so.
Okay. And where can your fans meet you? What events will you be attending?
I'm in Chicago. I have a Mother's Day event at Gallery Guichard, 47th and King Drive. So that's coming up, but that's for Mother's Day, the day before on the 9th. So I will be there, and I'm sure there will be book promotions there as well. So that is the next immediate thing.
Have you gotten any support from other authors, or do you find that they don't support you?
Also, other authors are interesting because I find support as far as just advice in writing and talking about different writing styles. And then I've also found support with, just being supportive of promoting my book and helping to, reading and giving feedback and things like that. So I have had support with a number of authors, but a lot of times a lot of authors are focused on their own creative work, but they, a few definitely don't mind lending a hand when it comes to promoting others as well. So I have some support.
Okay. Now, is your book on e-books or just the paperback?
Oh, it's on Kindle and Nook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about the book, tell our listeners that may not know about you?
Yeah, well, the book is interesting. It's my first novel, and I definitely have, I enjoy writing it. I enjoy reading it still. I hope it's an inspiration and a point of entertainment to some degree for the readers. It's definitely a book of journey, of lost and being found, and just really understanding to live with the cards that you've been dealt. So it's a lot to take away from it, but it's definitely a book to pick up.
Now, is that character someone that you know and you just changed it to a different character and just fiction, titled it
No,
fiction?
Actually, she's completely made up. So I usually say I craft fiction off of real emotion. So whether it's my emotion or emotions that someone else has ever felt before, that emotion may have been felt by someone before that I know or myself, but the actual character of putting a face to those feelings is a fictional character.
And
yeah.
What genre would you say that's under?
Obviously fiction, but what's the deeper genre would be, I don't know, maybe, I wouldn't say a definitely a drama. There's a lot of dramatic elements to it.
Okay. Well, that does it for my show. It was a quick show today to have two guests. I want to thank you for taking time out and joining me and telling us a little bit about Autumn's Child. And again, can you just let people know if they want to purchase the book, where they can purchase your book at?
Of course. The book can be purchased on Amazon, at my website, lmmcreative.com, at some local bookstores in Chicago. And you can find me on Twitter, lmmcreative, Facebook, lmmcreative for Nicole Murray, as well as Instagram.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join me. And that's it
for
another segment. Turn it up and join me next week. Thank you.
Thank you.